We are holding on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph in the Nedarim. We get up to by the parentheses in the side margin. It says this really isn't the correct place for it. It says by the parentheses. We normally skip the parentheses. It says Chol Ze Leisa BeHarosh. The Rosh doesn't have this. Pesachov Perek Tes Simen Aleph Ein Kan Makomo. But Tzarech Loma LeKomo. It's going to be later on. The Koidim Kevan De Chol Ze Hahu Katzra. Okay, so we'll have to talk about where this place goes in. The Parber Skimmich is a different version of, we did the whole mice with Reb Shimba Rebbe Yehud HaNasi, because he wanted to be Matir Neder. So it says, Lishna Achrina Daita Dehochi, when they'd asked him, did you have in mind that this fact was going to happen? Ian, yes, he did. Kamazinin, he did this many times, and the Chazal got upset. The Rabban were upset. Vahava Mitztari, Rabbana, and Mishimsha, Latula, Mitula, Lishimsha. Right? They spent such a long time, from the sun into the shade, from the shade into the sun, they weren't able to be Matir Neder. Okay, here's where we're going to pick it up now. Amale, Botnis Brei de Abba Shaul, Ben Botnis. So Botnis, the son of Abba Shaul, Ben Botnis, said to him, Mi nodros adaita de mitztare rabbonan mitula shimsho mishimsho latula. Would you have taken such a neder if you knew that your actions were going to cause the rabbonan to be so mitztare, so upset, so much pain? They have to go from the spend so much time on this, as we explained at the end of the last year, that they spent all day on it. So the part that was normally covered with shade went to, then became sunny, and then sun back to shade. So he says, Amr, he said, lo. No, I would not have done this. Visharyua. There was Matir, Matir the Neder for him. Reb Yishmoel, Bar Reb Yossi, Havale Nidra, Lemishra. So, he had a Neder he wanted to be Matir. Also, the Kaimi the Rabbon. So, he came before the Rabbonim. Omrele said, Nadars Adaita the Hochi, did you take a Neder with this in mind? They mean they tried to find a new thing he hadn't thought of. Amalehu Ein says, yes, I did. The Darta Daita the Hochi, what about this? Did you have this, you know, fact in mind? Amalehu Ein, he said, yes. Right? So Kama Zimnin, this happened a lot. Kaven de Chaza Hu Kotzra, the Mitztare Rabbonin. There was a certain a launderer saw that the Rabbonim were being upset because Rabbi Shmuel is causing them so much difficulty being Matir's Neder. Machi ba'uchla de katzre. He hit Rabbi Shmuel with this special launderer's kli he had, like a tool that he had. The way the Gaonim learn, it's this type of like bowl that has these perforated like holes at the bottom. It's like a large colander. And they would use it to, like, to sprinkle water on clothing that needed to ironing. They would steam it and perfume the clothing. So he hit Rabbi Shmuel with this. Amar, so Rabbi Shmuel said, "Adaita the machi le kotzra." Had I known that this laundry was going to hit me because I did this lo nadre, I never would have taken such a neder. Therefore, v'shari lenafshe. Therefore, they were matu the neder for him. Wow, Amar le Rav Acham idifti leRavina. Hi, nolad hu. What we're talking about here, this is a case of nolad. What does nolad mean? Nolad means something, we know about Hilchos Shabbos is a concept of nolad, something that new that comes into existence. But in here, in terms of nedarim, nolad, it's a new situation which isn't included among those things that you would have ever had thought about. It wouldn't even been a havamina at the time you took the neder. You never would have thought that this launder guy is going to hit him, right? But Tanina, we already learned on this. We don't make a Pesach, we don't make an open up to be matur neder based upon a nolad, a brand new situation that wasn't there at the time he took the neder. So Amale, high lab noladu. Ravina said back to him, no, this isn't a new thing that he wouldn't have thought of beforehand. De shchichi apikure de mitzare rabbonin. Because it's shchiach, it's common to find these apikure. So what are apikure? So the root comes from, it's based upon the Greek philosopher Epicurus. He denied there was any type of divine intervention in the world. So people who followed his shita, his philosophy, they're apikure, right? In the Aramaic root of pei kuf resh means to be irresponsible, means to be insolent. So the word was extended now, I believe, to anyone who's like we say an apikoros, right? They don't keep Torah and mitzvahs. They don't give kavod to the chachamim. So here there's these people who are these insolent people that have such contempt for chachamim. What a chutzpah to take a tool, a colander or some sort of thing, and hit Rabbi Shmuel with it, right? So although he wouldn't have considered this, right? The possibility that he's going to get hit with him, right? He might have thought at least some apikoros was going to do it to him. So therefore it was mutter to do a pesach from this. In the Rambam over here, in Hilchos Shavuos, actually, in where are we? Perek Vav Yud Beis. Says Ein Poislin Benolad. Right, we don't try to make a pesach by telling somebody about. Think about something that you didn't have in mind. Again, this is talking about a shavua. Kate said, "Nishba shlo yehenu b'ploni v'nasa soifer ha'ir." If a person took a shavua, I'm not going to get benefit from such a person. And then this guy ends up becoming the sofer for the whole city. You need him. Ha'yevlo nicham al shavua, so ein poiskin lo b'davar zeh. The person didn't regret it, so we don't tell him to get out of it this way. V'afilo amar humeatzmo ilu ha'yisi yodeh. If I would have known lo ha'yisi nishba, I never would have taken such shavua. Ein matirin lo, hoyo vadayin lo nicham, elo ritzono shalo yehenna lo, shalo yase lo ze soifer. Right? He still didn't necessarily regret. He doesn't want to get any hanah from this guy, right? Ava inicham hu me'atzmo mipnei hanolad. Right? But if the person on his own initiative regrets what he happens, v'nehefcha daito, and then he changes his mind, in that case, matirin lo, we would be release him from it. V'chein kol kavyoza, so any type of similar situation. Shulchan Aruch, one second. In Yoredeya, Reish Chavches, Hilchos Nedarim, Sif Yud Beis, talks about what's considered to be shchiach, what's not. So the Mechaber writes, "Ein poischin ela bedaver hahu v'ragel v'shchiach tuva." Something we'd only that you know very common would happen. Aval ein poischin b'milsa lo shchiach tuva, but something that's very infrequently, not commonly going to happen without not work. Keep going. Im amar konam ani nehene leploni. I'm not getting benefit from this guy. Osheni nichnas lebeis. Labai is ploni, not going to this house, and therefore what happens after he takes this neder? Finas oisa ploni tamen chacham. The guy now becomes the rav of the city. Shakol tzrichinlo, and everybody needs to ask him shilas. Oso bias, so that house they took a neder not to go into, nas the base of Knesset. That now became the shul, and he has to daven there. Ein poschlo loimar ilu yadash yase ploni tamen chacham, oso bias nas the base of Knesset, lo haisi noider. That doesn't work. Why? Because this is uprooting it from originally. Pesach kezeh in okro. This type of thing that because originally the person wasn't the Talmud Chacham, originally the spouse wasn't the basic Knesset. Sha'afima male oso alibo lohaya nimna mishvilo milidor came into lo shrichatuva. Because it wasn't such a common thing of happening, wouldn't have in mind. Which interesting is the way the Ramah clarifies it, expands about what else is considered to be shriach and what's not considered to be shriach. So the Ramah brings here v'chein misa lo shricha. Death is not shriach. Avalanias shchiach, but poverty is shchiach. Brings us from the Beis Yosef, Shema Gemara, Perek Rebelozer. Okay, v'chein hirayon isha, a woman getting pregnant, shchiach. That is v'lo mikre nola. That's not called something that would not have been a havamina. Interesting. Okay, let's go on in the Gemara. De beisuhu de Abaye, the wife of Abaye, havile hahibrata. She had a daughter. So, hu Omar, Abaye said. Meaning that she should get married likrivinoi to my relative, and his wife Hiamar, she said likriva, that no, I want my daughter to get married to my relative. So Amalos Abai said to his wife, titasra hanos yaloch iavart avros adaitoi uminisabot la likrivoch. I am making a net that you should be osir hano. You should be also if what? If you defy me and you marry her off to one of your relatives. Oslos for Avras al Daita. Nevertheless, she went, she defied him and marries off to her relative. The Inasba Lakriva. Also the kind of Rabbi Yosef. So now Abaye comes to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef. Amalei, Rabbi Yosef said to him, Ilu habiyada da Avras al Daitoch. If you would have known that your wife was going to not listen to what you told her to do, umenasbo lo likriva, and she was going to marry off to her relative, miadarta, would you have taken the neder? Omar, so Abai says lo, he would. Therefore, Risharia Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was matted the neder for him. He, meaning Abai only wanted to use this as a threat, but Abai never thought his wife was actually going to not listen to him and defy his wishes. So what it says on this, one second. Umi Shariki Agavna? are you really allowed to be matir a neder for something like this? Meaning, in the case where the neder was dependent on whether or not the daughter is going to marry his wife's relative. So it says, in, yeah, it's true. The Hatan you learned in the Tosefta. Maise ba'odem echad shehidir es ishto milasois milalos larego. Sorry, he took a netter. His wife can't be ola rego. She can't go to Yerushalayim. For avral daito also ola rego. And she didn't listen. She went to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov. So he came before Rabbi Yossi to ask Mataneder. So Amalor, Rabbi Yossi said to him, "Ve'il ha'isi yodeh. If had you known she'overes al daitoch ve'ol regia klum hidarta, if you knew in advance that your wife was not going to listen to you and she was going to nevertheless go to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov, would you have made this neder?" So Amalor, the guy said, "Lo, I wouldn't." Ve'hitiru Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi was matir. So what do you see from this ma'isa? You see that we do use this type of as a Pesach to be matted the nether. Well, let's do the Mishnah now also. The next Mishnah says, Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Omer, Af haroitze lehadir es chavero, shiyoichel etzlo. If a person wants to take a nether that's going to prohibit somebody from getting hanah from him, but it's only that she should eat with him, and he doesn't really want to actually make a nether, yom lo, so what should he say to him at the beginning? Kol nether shani osi lidor hu batel. Any nether that I am going to take in the future is batel. Bilvad shehei zocher b'shas haneder, provided that he reminds himself, he remembers that he did this at the actual time that he took the neder. So this is going to get into it, and tomorrow she'll discuss more about the hataras nedarim we do. Just close the shulchan, get it right back for 1 second. In Reish Yud Aleph, in the very beginning, ha'oimil neder shanin roitze lidor lo yehei neder. Right, any like it's basically like doing a preemptive strike. Any nedarim I'm going to take in the future shouldn't be really neder. V'nador, right? In a neder, it's not a neder. B'medor, I'm wondering when to say shehoitzi techila. B'svasav loymesh shlo yehi neder. But he says this shouldn't be. Avo im choshub kach belibo. He only thought in his heart. Have a devarim shebelei ve'ein mebatlim haneder. Right, devarim shebelein a devarim. So it's not going to nullify his neder. They took off. And even he said this quietly. That's also called devarim shebelev. So this is a good stopping point where Mitzvah with tomorrow's shir. It's a shorter omen, so I have time to discuss a little bit more the mechanics behind the hataras nedarim. Is that we're nullifying the upcoming Nedarim? Is that we nullified the previous year's Nedarim? So we'll discuss the different sheetahs in the Rishonim, the Mitzvah Shem, on Chav Gimel, Amud Beis.